Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest is Peter Myers. He is the author of a book called Kindle Fire, The Missing Manual.
That's right.
It's not a mystery.
Not a mystery, not a surprise, not a suspense. It's meant to bring clarity and pleasure to the Kindle Fire owner.
All things Kindle. Well, how does the Kindle Fire differ from just the Kindle?
Well, the first of all, it's a color device. It's a touch screen, so that means you can have video on it. You can listen to music. You can install apps. You can do email. You can browse the web. The regular Kindle is just simply for reading plain books, so you really get everything else on the Kindle Fire.
Now, some folks would call it an iPad wannabe. Is that a correct way of looking at it?
You know, not really. Well, look, in a certain respect, I guess it is, because it does do almost everything that the iPad does. But I think what Amazon set out to do with the Fire was much different than what Apple is looking to do with the iPad. And that is, first of all, create a device that's $200. I mean, that's half as expensive as any iPad. So right away, you make the device available to tens of millions of Americans who just, it's not an option to think about buying an iPad. The other thing is, it's tapped into, it's connected to all the content that people have been buying on from Amazon, the ebooks, the videos, the music. I mean, if you're a regular Amazon customer, you're going to be able to turn your Fire on and right away have your whole collection with you as soon as you open up the device.
So basically, this is all things Kindle Fire. How to work the device, how to figure out what you might not have known before.
Yeah. Now, the device itself is fairly easy to open up and get started by, you know, do things like read an ebook or browse the web. What's not as straightforward is things like installing apps and figuring out how to make the device do more than the basics, watching movies, reading books, and browsing the web. And that's really what I spent my time concentrating on. How do you turn it into a portable picture gallery? How do you make it help you work on office documents? How do you do a little bit of game playing? How do you track your grocery shopping? That's the thing that takes a little bit more work to do if you've never spent any time playing around in the world of apps.
Now, I'm guessing you were heavily into the Kindle Fire before. You knew a lot about it. But then you started your research when you got the idea to write the book. What surprised you in your research? What did you find out that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't so much discovering some secret, you know, method to get photos onto the Fire more quickly. The biggest revelation for me was the way that having a 7-inch device, which is the diagonal size of the Kindle Fire, changed the way that I used it. So I have an iPad. I have every gadget known to man. And it's interesting to see, when you have a 7-inch device, how frequently you can put it into your coat pocket or your back pocket, ride the subway with it, ride the bus. You can't do that with an iPad. An iPad is a two-handed device. When you reduce the size of the screen and the overall device the way that Amazon did, I found myself using the device a lot more frequently than I did some of the other gadgets in my life.
All right, so pitch me here. If I'm one of those people, one of the few left who don't have a tablet, why should I make my first tablet the Kindle Fire?
Yeah, well, I think Amazon has made it dead simple for anybody who has not spent the last 10 years of their life, 5 years of their life playing around with touchscreen gadgets, be they Android or iPhone or whatever. You turn that thing on, and it's really a simple device to use. Now, my book helps you get more out of it, but if all you want to do is the basics, ebooks and browsing the web and email, they really have done a wonderful job of making it easy to use. And I think that's really the target that they're aiming for.
And what do you say in the future for the Kindle Fire?
I think Amazon is going to do with the Fire much the same that they've done with the other devices in the Kindle family. They keep making them better. They work on the software more or less about once a year. They release a new version. I would expect them to keep on that schedule as well. So I think the Fire is here to stay. I think Amazon is really serious about making a really good, low-cost color touchscreen tablet.
Do the Kindle people like what you're doing?
I think they do. They invited me to come out to Seattle before the device was available to everyone else, and sat me down, let me play with it, told me about the ins and outs. So
they see you as an advocate.
Absolutely. I don't spend a lot of time in the book. I don't spend any time in the book talking about how to hack the Kindle and make it do things that they don't want it to be done. But, you know, I think they think of books like mine as helping people get more out of this device, and I think they like that.
Sure. Basically, you're promoting and marketing the device.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. The book is called Kindle Fire, The Missing Manual, and the author is Peter Myers. Peter, a lot of luck with this.
Great. Thanks very much.